Good morning. I don't know if it's morning when you're watching this, but it's morning right now.
Watching it?
Listening. I just got off of a shift at work, and it is currently 7:50 in the a.m., so this is the sociopath and the empath. I'm Aria.
And I'm Emily.
And this is episode 2, so if you're listening to this, you came back for more. Thank you. I am the more sociopathic one.
And I'm more the empathic one.
And we're gonna talk about some stuff. So yes.
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 Good morning. It's actually surprisingly cold outside today.
You always start with by saying something about the weather.
I just like to set the mood of like what it is outside.
Hello, not weatherman. It's fucking freezing outside.
I am a woman. Do not genderize me.
Oh my god.
These are all jokes, just let you guys know.
Yeah, we're in Wisconsin, so if you want to know about the weather, it's fucking freezing outside. That's all you need to know. You can't walk outside without your eyeballs freezing over. So.
All right,
so do you want to talk about what you did this morning?
So,
at fucking 2 in the morning?
So I was like, well, I had my Applebee's spin dip. I think what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go to Devil's Lake. Now, in Wisconsin, Devil's Lake is like, people go there just to like climb and look at like the beautiful rocks and the trees and take in nature. And I thought at night would be a good idea.
Why?
Because, like, I don't know.
Let's go walk around in the woods in the middle of the night. It's a lovely idea.
Wouldn't you think, like, a sociopath would be like, let's take a risk? But, like, an empath is like, you know what? We would...
A stupid risk. Fuck.
I thought there'd be like, you know, a big raccoon with like baby raccoons, or like an owl, or go whoo, like
just like that, huh?
Yeah, ooh. So I was driving, and I was getting really tired, and I'm like driving, and I'm going on this path, and I'm like, am I allowed to drive on here? And then I look over. And, like, literally...
Was it, like, a dirt path?
Yes! And, like, and right next to the dirt path was, like, literally, like, a lake. My car could have fell in the lake if I was, like, drunk or I was too tired.
It's
just
not
go
sketchy.
And go in. And it wasn't cold enough where the ice was hard enough. So if I literally, like, drove, I would have fallen in the lake. Bye-bye, car. So I then, like... I never seen this sign ever in my life, but... It's like an arrow that's straight, but it's like super wiggly. Like it looks like it's like crazy. And okay. I'm like, well, it should just be like, you know, like a snake, just like a little wavily, and maybe it's just going here and there. No, this thing is like,
nobody can see what you're doing, just so you know.
Well, I mean,
she just did a zigzagging motion very dramatically with her finger, just so you guys know.
Yeah, it was so. It's like literally every I went to like do this like in a
mathematical
way. I want to say every 2 feet was like to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box.
I'm glad we have like singing segments in here. It's good.
That's not copyrighted. I was just sampling it, okay, Beyonce?
Wouldn't it be funny if I put a clip from that song right after that?
You should.
I'm gonna try, but I don't have confidence in my editing skills that much. This app is kind of difficult sometimes.
So I'm, like, worried, and then I see these big rocks, and I'm like, oh, like, they shouldn't move. And I turn a little too hard, I saw the rock, I shouldn't say rocks, they're boulders. Like, where Jesus would be locked up in the tomb boulders.
Fuck, why did you use that as your example?
Because that was the first thing that came in my head. They're, like, huge.
Okay.
They were as big as my car. And they were moving when I was, like, going past them. I'm like, holy shit, like, I wonder if, like, a big-ass truck came
the
by.
Rocks were moving.
Yes, I will take you there and show you. Like, they were moving.
Like, they're constantly moving, or they were moving?
They were moving by how much I was, like, pulling my car on the surface. Sorry, I smoke a cigarette, and, like, the nicotine in my nose, and it's, like...
Since when do you smoke cigarettes?
Okay, last night, I mean, I forgot my vape at work. I'm sorry, I forgot my vape at home.
Have you been vape, bruh? Sorry.
Anyway. Okay,
continue.
So I'm going up, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna park my car. Even though it says, do not park your vehicle.
You rebel.
I know. I'm an empath. I shouldn't be doing that. But I was just like,
something I would do.
Yeah, exactly.
I park in handicapped spots
the
time.
Well, the thing is, it's like, they did have, like, a parking place that you just had to have a permit, though. But I was worried. I was like, oh, fuck, there's no one in the little guard shack. So I was like, I can't
the
find
guard
them.
Shack. The weird little guard shack.
So anyway, quickly fast forwarding. So then, park my car. I grab my little iPhone and I put, but I shouldn't say little, it's an XR, but I put
That's
the light
relevant.
On. Yeah, I know, I'm rich.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I put the light on and I'm going through the forest, and these branches, like, okay, when you're actually going through forest, like, there's, like, not, like, all, like, ground, tree, ground, tree. It's, like, tree, like, trees everywhere, and then you don't know what the hell you're stepping on. You can step on poop, you can step on rocks, you can step on an animal, a baby animal.
Well, I mean, most people don't go in the woods in the middle of the night,
true.
So I'm sure they're unfamiliar, but, yeah.
So I'm going through it, and then I stop, because I didn't get a text message from my friend, and then I hear a, like, something break. And I was like, what the fuck was that? So I freeze. And I'm like, okay, here's where Pasta's gonna come in. And I'm gonna have to, like, take this person down by myself. It was a bad idea, Abby. You're gonna die here. And so then I was like, okay, well, now I gotta go through. And I gotta turn back around. So I turn back around, and I stop. I hear the psh again. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I look. And I just saw something dark. Like, it didn't look like a person. It didn't look like a thing. And when I say thing, an animal. It looked like a thing. And I was like,
a thing.
Like, I don't even know, like, a big blob. Like, and before you guys say it's Bigfoot, it wasn't Bigfoot. It looked like...
I don't think they were gonna say it's Bigfoot.
Well, some people
I wouldn't
people
describe
do.
Bigfoot as a blob.
Well, like, it was really tall. Like, do you remember, like, at McDonald's where they had that purple guy?
Oh, I know, the weird purple mascot thing. What even is that thing?
I don't even know.
It's just creepy purple blob, I guess. Sorry.
But, like, it looked like that. And I was like, either I'm tripping out right now, and I don't know what vape juice I just smoked, or I'm gonna go back in my car. So I go back in my car, I lock the door, and I start, like, going up. And then I'm realizing that this hill that I'm going up on, it's getting narrower. And I was like, my car can do off-road, but I feel really unsafe. So I'm just gonna turn back around, go home. And that's when you were like, hey, I'm still up. Let's do the podcast. So.
All right.
That's a cool
one. I'm glad you didn't get pulled out of there by the police or something.
You know, I was looking for a ranger. I didn't see anybody.
Do they not have, like, rangers at the park at night?
I don't know.
What if somebody's fucking getting killed or something?
That's true.
Good luck, guys! Have fun! I hope you can run fast.
Well, like, I don't think they're thinking people are gonna come, like, at that late at night.
Well, that's a good point, but apparently some people do, so...
But it was interesting, like, taking it all in and going... And then I also been by the lake. My car was really close, though. I did my car on, though, with all the lights on and everything. I did look at the lake, and I sat there. I'm like, oh, this is nice. It's
I'm
cold.
I'm glad you got a moment of that. That's good.
I did.
A moment out of your three-hour drive there and your three-hour drive back and your, what, hour of being there? You just like the drive time, I'm convinced.
Anyway. But no, I don't know what I would do if it was a person.
What would you do if somebody was, like, carrying a body or something?
Oh, I don't know. Because we don't get reception up there, I just realized that.
That's a good point. No cell towers.
Oh my god, that's actually a good place to bury a body if you think about it.
The dude was just dragging a body along, like...
The blob.
The blob! It was the fucking purple monster! Yeah, dude, I don't know. If I saw someone dragging a body, I'd probably go help him. Be like, what are we doing here, guys?
No, you wouldn't. There's no way.
No, I'd probably... You'd have to kill him, because otherwise you're gonna get killed.
How do you know, though?
If you see him carrying a freaking body, obviously he's a murderer already, so... It's either you or him, or you run fast, and I don't run fast, because I have asthma and I don't do running things. So, we don't run here in Aria world.
If you just saw what she did, she's like a rowing, like, thing that she just
did. Oh yeah, I do a lot of hand motions sometimes when I get into my stories. Sorry, you'll miss out on that part. It's really tragic, but I'm sure you'll survive.
See, like, I don't... If I saw someone carry a body, I'd be like, hi, is everything okay?
Make yourself known so that you can be the next victim. That's awesome.
I don't think they're gonna have enough time to get, like, my car, my license plate.
You really think they're
plate.
Just gonna be like, oh, hey, what's up? Just dragging a body over here. Let me mind my business.
Well, just to let them know that, like, hey, what they're doing is wrong. Like, just say, like, hey, how you doing? You okay? Is that an animal? Just making sure. All right, well, I gotta go now. Like, just make it really obvious that they need
to run. I hope you would run. And I hope you can run fast.
Oh my god, that's actually terrifying thinking about, like, a man, like, running, like, at you in the forest.
Yeah, what would you do if they were coming for you?
Oh my god, that's actually kind of scary not actually thinking about, because I'm actually going into, like, my head right now, looking at where I was and how scary it was. I have to lock the doors, put the key in the ignition, quickly turn into drive, because my car is stupid, and you can't, and you can't, like, lock it right away. Oh.
So, I want to talk about Brandon from work.
Brandon?
Yeah. So, okay, so we work with this dude who literally is a psychopath.
I called it once again.
I know that this person, like, I swear, okay, I look up this stuff, okay, this is what I do in my free time, I know what I'm talking about.
Can you give me a little, like, pat on the back, the empath
to see?
Shut up. Sociopath, psychopath, okay, I can see them all.
I know what I'm talking about, though, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I just want them to be aware of how fully invested I am in this subject, okay?
After you got a hit from me, I'm like,
no, I had weird vibes from this guy immediately.
But I saw the way he looked at you, and I was just
that
like,
that was after.
No,
okay, wait, I need to explain this before.
Oh my god,
you
got really
shit.
Close to me. I didn't
sorry,
know
I'm like readjusting myself. I'm really tired, and I'm trying to stay awake. Okay, so, like, I literally was like sitting on a standby for a patient because I do security in a hospital for work, and like, he came over and sat by me, and, like, he was just all into what I was doing, and, like, totally facing me, like, his whole body language was focused on me, and I was super uncomfortable, because I had never met this dude in my life, and he was, like, talking about this previous time that I had said something to him about where I worked before, and I didn't remember that at all, so that weirded me out a little bit, but he just, like, talks with no emotion in his face. Like, it's not real, the emotion that he shows you. And, like, you can just tell. You can tell when someone's faking a smile or whatever. And, like, I'm a great person to talk to. I'm very interesting, so I know he's not just, like...
This is the ego of the sociopath, just to let you know.
Okay, whatever. But, okay, so I know it wasn't me. Okay, so Emily was sitting in the office, and it literally has a window out that you can see into the emergency room, okay? And I came around the window on my way outside to say something to her, and then as I was turning around and walking out, Brandon comes out of the back into the emergency room, and he was walking towards me like he wanted to say something, but that's when I turned around and walked out, and the look on his face... I glanced back for 2 seconds, and the look on his face was pure freaking rage. Like, I don't know why that pissed him off so much. I still don't understand it, and it still scares the freaking hell out of me. But, like, I will never forget that look in his eyes. And he has that look in his eyes where it's just like, there's nothing back there, you know?
Dead eyes.
Yeah, like, it's what they say, like, if you go look at pictures of Ted Bundy or, like, whatever, like, serial killers that were really freaking
Jeffrey
crazy.
Jeffrey Dahmer has dead eyes, too.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
He was an awkward one, but yeah. We should talk about serial killers sometime, because I really love serial killers.
I think that's how we became, like, friends. Like, when I became friends with Arya, like, I think it was, like, a lot of it was like, oh my god, what's your favorite serial killer? And I'm like, I've never met someone that had, like, a favorite serial killer!
We were talking about that guy that, like, would bury his little packages of tools in the woods or in different places. He'd hide them.
Oh, the kill kits.
Yeah,
that was Isaiah Keys. That's my favorite serial killer.
Like, that's so smart.
Oh my god, I love him, but he's like, he's so smart. Now the thing is, like, you're probably wondering, why would an empath be like, oh my god, he's killing people? I think it's more of the intelligence of sociopaths and psychopaths that I see that they have potential. I wish they would use their gifts for good. Most of them don't.
I'm very good.
Most of them don't.
Okay, whatever.
And I have to try to say, hey, that's just not right. But then sometimes I'm like, I kind of like the drama that comes with it. Because I'm
the drama? Excuse me. What? I don't have drama.
Drama?
I have interesting parts of my life that are hilarious to share.
I loved it how the body language totally changed to, like, defensive so quick.
Okay, I'm not a drama causer.
No, I'm not saying you're a drama causer. I say drama follows you because of the situations you put yourself in and the things that you do.
But, I guess. I live a pretty out there life, to put it simply.
Yes. But anyway, going back to...
Oh, I want to say, though, I think your interest in all of that stuff, like, the whole personality disorders and all this stuff stems from the personal connection that you've had in your life just with narcissists and, like, with me and whatever. Because everybody in their life has come into contact with a sociopath, a psychopath, or a narcissist. You've probably met multiple of each, and you probably have no freaking clue.
And most of the time, these people are the most charming people that you'll ever meet. You'll be like, oh my god, I never thought he or she would be like that.
Right, like, I'm pretty attractive, and I'm pretty good to talk to.
Oh my god, the ego just doesn't go away.
Okay, just let me say what I'm going to say.
Alright, go ahead.
But I can pretty much get whatever I want. Like, I do it sometimes just for fun, just to see if I can. Like, if I can hit on somebody and get them... Or, like, if I can, like, just manipulate somebody into doing something I want them to. It's just helpful, I guess. I don't know. It's a good skill. I wouldn't change myself at all. My therapist told me that she wanted me to try and go back into my childhood and find out what went wrong and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, is that gonna make me, like, feel guilty about the stuff that, like, some of the stuff that I do and, like, how I am? And she's like, well, it might change that and blah blah blah, but, like, who knows if it will. But I don't want to risk that because I like how I am right now.
I feel like the therapist should have told you that it might change you, because the thing is, it's like,
well, she can't trick me into doing it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
I would see it that way. You are not tricking me into switching up how I think.
I personally think it would help you, Arya, because it would show you signs to look out for in other people. I think, like, at the age that you are, the age I am, I'm not way older than her, but I'm, like, older.
And I'm more mature.
Get the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. More mature my ass. But anyway.
It's true, though.
No, it's not.
Okay.
We will discuss this after the podcast. Okay.
That means I'm gonna get beaten. No, I'm just kidding. That's not funny. Don't joke about that.
Domestic violence is not
I feel let's not get serious about it, though.
Domestic violence is
I don't like serious topics. It makes me uncomfortable. Okay. Sorry.
Oh my god. Okay, what were we supposed to do?
So, what else happened with Brandon? Didn't other stuff happen that night?
Brandon. See, like, psychopaths, when they show, like, their emotions, it's, like, weird because they don't really want to, but they can't help it. It's just part of them. They can't do it.
Dude, he loses interest so fast in what you're talking about, definitely. Like, so quick. If I'm not constantly saying something interesting, he'll start talking to somebody else in the middle of our conversation.
It's because
he doesn't care. He doesn't feel bad about it.
No.
He probably doesn't even know that it's wrong, you know?
Right. And the thing about the psychopath is that when I saw him, like, go from complete, just like, okay, da-da-da-da, to complete just rage or anger because you didn't want to, like, you didn't talk to him like you said you were going to, or you ignored him, one or the other. I don't remember exactly that day.
I just didn't give him the attention that he needed.
Yeah. So because of that, like, I was just like, I was like, oh my god, that is not normal. Like, that is something, like, my hair stood at the back of my head. I was like, oh.
Right. Like, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but, like, if people could have seen that look, like, it literally looked like I was about to get strangled.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree, because I saw that, and I was like, what the fuck?
I immediately turned to the corner outside and called her, and she's like, I totally saw that. I didn't even say anything, okay? Like, she already knew what I was talking about, so.
Yeah, let's be friends with a psychopath.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to be friends with him now though, because I can learn about it.
But psychopaths is like, okay, so the thing is, it's like,
and I don't want him to think I'm scared of him. Like, I'm not gonna.
No,
because that's fucking ridiculous.
No, but the thing is, it's like, it's okay. So psychopaths plan. Sociopaths do not plan. Since sociopaths,
I don't know if you can categorize it like that.
You don't though.
That's not entirely true. I have anxiety, so I think about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, true that. But the thing is, it's like, it's... Okay, so I think sociopaths have a bigger ego than a psychopath.
Or they're better at hiding it.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't care.
That's true. I know it's true. I'll rekindle what I said. You're right about that. Shut up. So anyway, I mean, being friends with a psychopath, like, you're real, especially because you're a sociopath, I feel like he would manipulate you.
He would try, but, like, I would just love to see him try that. Like, I'm just so entertained by him.
And plus, since he has such a short fuse, it would probably scare you.
He's not gonna scare me. He's okay. It scared me at first because I was surprised.
I'm staring at her like, what? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, you're. Oh.
Okay. Anyway, I'm okay with a sociopath because I know, like, it's not going to hurt me.
I'm gonna get Brandon's number and I am going to become friends with him, mm-hmm. And I will find more proof that he is a psychopath because I need to.
It's your longest.
It's fast. It's too fascinating not to. And now it's like a chase for me, and I just have to get to my end goal. That's how this works.
And I just like learning about sociopaths because it's like literally a step above narcissism. And this is really helping because I get to literally see what's inside of a head. Inside of a narcissist's head.
You mean a sociopath? I'm not a fucking narcissist.
No, but the ego part is what the narcissist is.
Are you saying I'm narcissistic?
That's what sociopaths have. They have a trait of narcissism in them because their ego is so high.
Oh.
So, you know how your ego, like, you can see it? Imagine my friend's ego, which I'm dealing with right now. That's high.
Yeah.
I am not going to hire a lawyer because I feel like I am better. Who sounds like that? Say it. Say it.
A narcissist.
No. Who's fairy serial killer?
Ted Bundy.
And what did he not have in court?
A lawyer. I'm gonna represent myself, and it's gonna go fine. I'll be good. Death sentence. Oh, man. I thought I had that the first time.
My God.
I'm off my game.
You are.
Yeah.
It's okay. Empaths are smart when it comes down to, like...
I'm pretty fucking smart, so don't start with me.
You're smart with people, but I'm really smart, like, with, like, patterns, body language.
You're observant.
Very.
I'll give you that.
I look a little too into many things too much, and I do get in trouble for that, but I...
I know, I tell you all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She'll be like... Are you uncomfortable because you're doing that with your hand or with your hair? Like, I'm like, no, I'm just doing that because I'm doing that, you know? Sometimes you just do things because you do them. It doesn't all have to have a meaning. So, are you going into the popcorn bag because you're hungry or because you need background sound? We just had to talk about this. Ew, don't eat in the freaking... That's, like, the most disgusting sound.
I have heartburn, to literally be honest with you, it hurts so bad. I was gonna actually throw up, so I had to eat something.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I need to get that checked out.
I'm gonna say that she wanted to put random sounds in here to make it more relatable. Is that the word?
So, guys, you know, there's something called ASMR. That's what I tried, and I'm trying to put in the podcast.
I can't hear that. You gotta whisper louder.
I'm just saying, like, maybe people would like it.
All they're gonna hear is pss, 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 hissing sounds in your fucking eardrums.
I have a very soothing voice.
I'm just kidding. I don't think my voice is soothing. I hate my voice.
I've been told by women I have a very soothing voice.
That is... Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
So if you think some random background sounds would help you feel more comfortable or more here with us, let us know and I'll slide a candle across the table or I'll crunch some chips into the microphone or I'll spray some freaking hairspray and light it on fire for ya. Background noise. What? I could do advertisements. I feel like I'm a good commentator.
That would help pay for the podcast if we actually, like, made, like, really good money off of it. That's what people do.
But that's not the purpose of this.
No, not at all.
We already have an ad in the beginning. It talks about how great this app is for making podcasts.
All right,
because it actually is pretty good. We use everything in this app just everything in this app to make the podcast. We don't use any external stuff, so if you guys want to do your own shit, I'd recommend it. And that's not even an advertisement. That is just a personal recommendation. You're welcome.
Also, if any heartburn companies want to sponsor us, that'd be great.
Just Emily. I'm good on that. I'm healthy. Other than not being able to breathe
I'm just healthily thick, that's all.
Okay.
I know I'm fat, okay?
Didn't say that.
I'm fine. I'll be
don't cry. That makes me super uncomfortable. Please don't.
You're pretty good at faking it, though.
Well, I know what I'm supposed to say. I know what most people say, and, like, in TV shows, they're like, they're there.
I don't like you touching me.
I feel more uncomfortable than you do touching you. This is why you don't touch people when you're soothing them, or I don't. I'm one to, like, pat someone with a broom from 6 feet away and be like, they're there. Don't cry. It's okay, child.
See, when you actually, when you actually, like, look at me and you say it, your eyes are just, like, screaming, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I don't. And half the time, it's really hard for me to care.
Like, I don't know how to explain this, but, like, sociopaths' eyes are just, like, they're not dead. They're just, they don't know what the fuck to do.
I don't even have color in my eyes, either.
Aren't they blue?
Sometimes they're blue, but sometimes they're gray.
Oh, God, here we go.
They're
you're
gray.
One of those people now.
Okay, they're mostly gray.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not gonna be one of those people.
My eyes are hazel chestnut with some flecks of lavender.
Lavender? That, I don't know why I said that, but that'd be pretty fucking dope, actually.
I wanna put lavender in my oils.
You freaking stink up the whole goddamn room with your freaking oils, because she will literally drop, like, 4 drops of that shit into the fan, and then turn it on high speed mode. And then it smokes out everyone. You need one drop. Maybe a half.
I'm very therapeutic with, like, how I sleep at night, like, if I had a partner right now, like, I think I'd probably use the oils on her, because I'm gay.
I'm not. I look like a lesbian, but
that's so true.
Sorry, I just needed to throw that in there.
No, you're good. Well, that's why I say I'm gay. I didn't say we were gay. I just wanted
to clarify, because if anyone ever sees me, I look like a lesbian. I'll admit that. I have short hair, and apparently if you have short hair, you look like a lesbian.
I'm growing my hair out, which is gonna be really funny, because, like, I'm gonna look like a woman. Like, oh, sorry, woman. I am a woman. I'm gonna look like
a womanly woman. The hair flip.
Fuck off. I feel like I'm Justin or Ellen from, like, season 4. That Justin Bieber thing. But I, like, play with it. Like,
hold on. I used to do the hair flip all the time. I had seen hair in high school, and I used to do the Justin Bieber hair flip all the time, to the point where I was literally injuring my neck.
Yeah.
It's like, bad. You can literally, like, dislocate your bones from doing that too hard. Like, you don't Justin Bieber too hard, because you could break your own neck.
Remember all the skater boys would, like, the skater boys would always, like, do that. It'd be so annoying. It'd be like, okay, get over yourself.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
That's it. And we're, like, running long here.
We are running long. We are so sorry. We're just that interesting.
So I'm gonna try to keep our episodes around 20 minutes, because I think that's a good time for you guys to stay interested and not get too bored with us. So I feel like I can entertain people for a solid 20 minutes. And if we go on longer than that, that can be your gift.